to another edition of Empower Hour. I'm your co-host, Tracy Allman. Along with me is co-host, Dr. Lauren Schofield.
Hey, hey, everybody.
And we are here live, you know what, every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
From 3 to 4.
Raising the roof.
Bringing you hot topics about empowerment, health, and alternative medicine to our community and to you for us to become and live our true, authentic selves.
Yeah.
This talk show is every week, like we said, and we would love for you to call in at 610-701, because it is a talk show, 610-701-9243.
And quite frankly, it's been a little quiet, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we do get the tweets, and we love that, and the text messages, love that. Thank you so much, everyone. But, you know, we want to hear from you live, 610-701-9243.
And just to let you folks know, I wanted to make an announcement. We were announcing it, but next week we will be broadcasting from
Ram's Diner. It's a new diner. Everyone remembers, I'm going to date myself, but the old Pizza Hut on High Street, just past the university as you come in, or it's right there on the right as you come off of 202. And it's a new diner. The gentlemen, there are three owners. They own the Coatesville and the Downingtown Diners. This is their third. And I tell you what, there, Trace, I stopped off on Monday at 11:30. There was a line out the door, 11:30 on a Monday.
Nice.
So it's happening. And we're going there because we want to kind of want to go in and chime in on that genre. And certainly we're hoping there's some college students there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They might be studious that day and in this class. But nevertheless, we're welcoming everyone to stop by and see Tracy and myself live.
Yeah, broadcasting. And just for you know, 907 South High Street, Westchester, PA is where we will be at Ram's Diner. And I want to talk to the college students about how students afford to eat healthy, because I know when I was in college, it was quite challenging to eat healthy.
Ramen noodles.
Freshman 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to see how in the community, how college students deal with the day-to-day. You know, are they on allowance? Are they, you know, getting it from their folks? Where are they getting the income?
Right, and I know a lot of them have those RAM dollars, and I'm interested also to find out how many of our establishments in the community offer the RAM's card so that they can partake in some good discounts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to do it out.
I'm
looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to always being with you.
Well, thank you.
And out.
And out.
Out of the studio. But what do we got going on today, Trace?
Well, you know, this topic was staying in theme with what we've been talking about the last 2 weeks, staying in theme of our talk of this month. We were discussing New Year's resolutions and sticking to them. And today we're talking about procrastination and time management and how to procrastinate on purpose.
Oh, yeah. And I've got a quiz for everybody on procrastination.
You do?
Fun, right?
Yeah, I want to take it.
All right. Yeah, we're all going to take it. I pre-took it, so I know where I'm sitting.
I'm sure she got an A.
Of course.
And where, you know, you learn that sometimes waiting until the last minute is actually a good thing.
There are some gems to procrastination. We'll talk about those, too.
Yeah. So, you know, as a mother and a business owner, I do spend a lot of time procrastinating and taking care of me. And I spend even more time beating myself up about procrastination, about why I, you know, as a mom and a business owner, why I put myself on, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I will call tomorrow. I'll go take the class tomorrow. Start working out. I'll eat better. Everything is tomorrow, because everything in my list with time management comes first.
I know, and I'm coming away from a world that you live in, and was there for so many years, a couple decades, that I got so good at that I didn't realize I was doing it, and actually how bad that was for me health wise. So we'll dive into a little bit about our personal lives too, Tracy, as we all always do here on the Empower Hour, because we know you want to hear a little bit about our lives and our opinions,
because when we talk about procrastination I feel that procrastination is synonymous with being lazy.
Well,
it's got a ladle.
Let's define it. It's the act of delaying or putting off something that requires immediate action.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So defined, then if it needs immediate action and you're delaying it, then it doesn't sound like it's good.
So when the New Year's resolution comes, it's almost like it gives us approval, doesn't it? That like, oh, okay, I've been wanting to do this and I've been delaying. I've been procrastinating and taking better care of myself, maybe making a lifestyle change, maybe letting go of some unhealthy friends or relationship.
Saving money.
There you go. And we put this date out there that we have to do it on January 1st.
Right. Which, you know, that's not our favorite thing.
Exactly.
Because you can make a change at
any
date of time.
Right.
So.
But what if we looked at procrastination differently?
Yeah, I'm anxious to hear what you guys say here.
So, I was complaining one day to my husband.
We love how we drag the men in our lives into our show, but you know, that's just the price they pay.
Because if he's listening, he knows that.
Well, first of all, he better be listening.
He probably is. Listening is that has been our biggest challenge sometimes in our relationship is his procrastination. And in complaining one day to my husband that he procrastinates, it seems that it puts a wedge in our relationship because I have a certain set of standards of I don't wait until the very last minute. So how this came up and how this topic came up is a month ago there was Brian's Run.
Got it.
In Westchester, right?
Yeah. Usually the first Sunday in December, right?
It was just recent. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just recent. I believe, it was in December. And for 13 years, I've been with my husband. January 14th, we'll be together 13 years. We'll be married 12 years in March. And for 13 years, he had been talking about running a race. And he runs. That's the thing is that he runs.
He does exercise by running.
So we finally convinced him. And when he started the race and we're in it, I started to cry.
Aww.
And he said, you know, why are you crying? And I said, honey, I've been waiting 13 years for you to run a darn race.
And you've done it.
Woo, that's procrastination.
Yeah, that's pretty big, Rock.
So when I was complaining to him, he is also an outside sales manager, and he cannot afford to get stuck in unproductive habits. You know, it takes motivation.
Right, because they will become chronic, and they spread in all dynamics of life. So you got to watch out.
Right. So I had to help him, and he had to help me in that way. But, you know, you can't have, and I saw this as I was researching this leave it to laterness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we have a niceitis, and you can't leave it to laterness. So procrastination is just really what he had said is when I asked him about running the race, I said, you know, what held you back? And he said, really, I think it was the fear of finishing it.
Well, it's true. You know, they falsely look for a right time. They're looking for the right time, Tracy, so to do a task or you know, that tends, the right time never comes along. So it's always the right time. And then there's also the self-doubt that procrastinators have. It's a self-doubt that they can't play that role. So, yeah, you're exactly right. And that sums procrastinators up in a nutshell for me.
Yeah. So I asked him, I said, how did you finally come to run this race? And basically, in October or November, we saw a motivational speaker, Les Brown, was at the Temple University and had been listening to those tapes.
Right.
And listening in the car, listening on the phone, listening on YouTube. And basically doing self-motivation and getting out of that stinking thinking, that negative banter is what finally, after 13 years...
Pulled him out of self-doubt.
Pulled him out of it, out of the self-doubt. And, you know, procrastinating basically sometimes is just really part of the process. Of the mentalness, isn't it?
Well, it's they you know, this word I hate because basically it's called lack of experience for me. They call it cognitive distortions that they get all like that cause this procrastination. And basically, you know, you overestimate the time that you have to complete the tasks.
Mm-hmm.
You overestimate your own motivation. to get it done, and mistakenly assume procrastinators will be, they're not in the right frame of mind when that time comes. So they postpone it to the right time, the right time, the right time. Well, they're never in the right state of mind for it, so then it never happens. Boom. Done.
Done.
Yeah. So you kind of can't do that. And so, you know, laziness comes up, you know, the fear of unknown. We talked about that. Like you have no idea what needs to be done. You don't know how to do it when it comes. So you push it off. Now that I have done, I know I've done that, you know, because there's a fear of not being able to do the task because I don't know how to do the task.
Mm-hmm.
So it just gets pushed off. But then there's laziness. You just don't want to do it. You don't care is a third one. A fourth one is you're just not in the mood. Fifth one is habit. Like, you have a bad habit. You always want to wait. You wait to do something. So it's just becomes habitual. And then you believe you work better under pressure. How many times have you heard that? Well, you know, if I wait till the last second, I'm under pressure, and I work really good under pressure, Tracy. Really? No, because when it comes down, you still have all this other stuff that's in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has nothing to do with how much pressure in you. And then this one is great. Procrastinators like to blame. It's, oh, I was sick that day. I couldn't do it. Or Johnny didn't show up. So, you know, let's push it off. You hear those things, too. And then, I just needed time to think about it. So those are the things I hear people say when they're procrastinators.
Yeah. So it just might be a fact that procrastination could be a good thing when used, you know, strategically. People who procrastinate, I wanted to talk about just the guilt, because I see it in my office when people say, we always talk about being impeccable with our word. You know, if you say you're going to do it, you better do it. But what happens is everything that you just touched on, the guilt then causes that stress. And we're in a today's society where we're always looking for those stress relievers. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk about the procrastination and how we can purposely practice procrastination, but do it in a healthy way.
Love it.
One of my all-time favorite songs by heart, Barracuda. I used to try to go out and karaoke that, and it just bombed every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they're torn.
Are they?
And guess who they're touring with?
No.
My favorite 80s diva, Pat Benatar.
Oh, really?
Get
oh.
out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I used
right?
to sing Heartbreaker. Yeah.
I
love Pat Benatar.
So
I thought you were going to see her.
No.
Or no, Rihanna.
No,
who are you
Rihanna.
Going to see?
I'm seeing Rihanna.
That's right, in Florida.
Tampa.
There. Tampa.
March.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. So we're back to procrastination.
Okay.
And when we left on break, you know, Fred, our engineer here, had said that during college, he always procrastinated when writing a paper right to the end.
Every single paper he wrote, he said. And, you know, Fred's not alone. It's the largest group of procrastinator students, and over 75% of them procrastinate on a daily basis.
And he said he'd always get an A.
Always get an A.
And I have to say, I did too. I waited crunch time to study for a test, and I waited. And that's why when I was thinking we procrastinate on purpose, it's almost like we're doing it on purpose, because I think when we have, unlike when they said the pressure, I don't know, the juices just flow. You're just more in the moment when there's a deadline. For me, I'm not saying it works for everybody, but for
right.
me, when I waited, and I'm just wondering if Fred could agree, is that when you wrote that paper, you just felt that you were more free in writing it, or yeah? He didn't know. He just wanted to get it done, probably.
Yeah,
and he got the A. But when you think about it too much and overthink it, what happens? You know?
Yeah.
You didn't get a better grade. Choppy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the thought's not
try too hard.
Right.
You know, I think you try too hard. So how to procrastinate positively, in a positive way. So first and most is to basically is do it intentionally. If you're delaying out of fear, that is procrastination. But if you're intentionally waiting for something better, and Dr. Lauren has taught me this. She waits. You had taught me that.
It's awesome, because it's very hard to do.
Yeah.
Not something that's come easy for me to learn, nor should it be for the listeners. It's hard to be patient, to wait. But there's a difference between waiting for the right time and then procrastinating, waiting for the time to come that feels right, but then it never comes, and the train leaves to stop.
Exactly.
You know, and you missed the bus, so to speak.
So when you were waiting for our first remote place, you had said to me, I'm going to wait. Let's just wait one more week. Or I don't remember the correct words, but you had said, oh, I need to sit on this.
So I need to sit on it. It didn't come to me. It didn't
actually
feel right.
You were doing procrastination, but you were doing it intentionally in a positive way.
Right.
We weren't waiting for it to just, you know, land in our lap, or somebody said, hey, I got this great business. You know, why don't you come out and broadcast live there?
Right. So I was on the morning news, and bam, one of our new sponsors, Ram's Diner. And I'm like,
oh my God,
we just drove by there the other day, and there was a line out the door. That's it. That's where we're going to be.
And, you know, if you're putting something off because it makes more sense strategically, set a date and time when you're gonna actually do it.
Right. And own up to that. Honor it.
And isn't that part of time management?
It is.
So figure out why you're waiting. If you're not procrastinating on purpose, try to get to a reason why you are stalling. That's where the fight would come between my husband and I. Why? I have to know why. I'm a why girl. Why isn't this done? Why are we waiting for this? You know, it's not just going to get up and walk out. You got to move it from one section of the house to the garage. Why are we waiting?
Right. What's the emotion behind there?
What's the emotion behind?
Because, you know, it could be something, you know, from childhood. You know, you lifted up a box and a spider walked out of it, or something silly, which, not silly when you're a child, but as an adult, it's an unrealistic emotion. Like, move the box.
Yeah. So I think of procrastination just, I think it's just fear and let down and the fear of failure that I think with just being married to my husband was he wasn't going to be able to do it right, or he wasn't going to be able to do it good enough. And we've moved past that now.
Right.
Now, if it's something sitting there and he needs to do something, he'll just go ahead and take the initiative.
Well, he also knows you well enough. Now, at first, it might come across that, you know, you're perfect. You have to do everything on some time. But as you learn more about one another, you learn that those first judgments were not correct. And that in you make mistakes, too. And it's not that you want it done yesterday. It's that there was an emotion and a reason that was positive for it to be done.
Yeah, so if any of you are listening out there, call in and let us know what you have procrastinated on and if you've overcome it, 610-701-WCHE.
Yeah, or tweet. No, we don't have a tweeter. We're not tweeting yet.
We got to streamline that.
Yeah, we're working on things, folks. We are evolving, Tracy and I, as we move through this Empower show. We hope that you at least are enjoying listening, and we are getting positive feedback, so we know we're doing a little something right. So I want everybody to get out a little pen and paper, because we're going to take a procrastination quiz. And then when we come back, we want to hear from you on this whole thing. But I think we got a caller really quick, so I'm not going to get into the quiz because we might want to hear from the caller. Hello, Empower Hour.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Hank here.
Hey, Hank. We're great. How are you?
Cool. I wish I was half as great as you.
You're sweet. So you're calling in to give us one of your quick procrastinations, right?
Well, that, and also to ask a technical question regarding about procrastination.
All right, shoot.
No, I'm Shot. If you look me up on the phone books, you'll see my name is Shot.
Okay.
You don't get that, do you?
No.
Went right over my airway. It's okay. my question actually regarding procrastination, the technology, would be regarding mental health. What are some of the mental health reasons, as you understand, for procrastinating?
Well, mostly it's because they are falsely looking for a right time to do a task, or they have a lot of self-doubt. Those are the two biggest ones I found, right, Trace?
Yes.
And I think sometimes, too, people don't really understand what last minute means.
Yeah, truly.
I mean, they don't have time conception.
No, right. And I'm going to get into a little bit about time management, too, in this hour, Hank, as well.
It would seem to me, as a much more mature person than what I was when we were college age, that if you have a particular task that has a deadline, let's say to study for a test or an essay or whatever the case might be.
Get a project done.
To complete a task, however you spell task, that you nibble at it a little bit at a time, and then assemble it and double-check and triple-check before the presentation.
Right.
Now, this is somebody speaking who's over 50.
Got it.
But by the time you're 20 years old, I don't know why we don't have that kind of horse sense.
Because you've lived the life longer for those to know. It's called experience,
right.
Hank.
Right.
It simply boils down to experience. And you've experienced those things for yourself, to know for yourself what works in your realm and how you get things done and what doesn't. And that's what it is.
Yeah, fair enough. You've answered my technical question. As far as procrastinating, I have put something off for 5.5 years.
Huh.
I promised my mother in June of 2010 I would make a grotto for her. She has since died. And, you know, I just don't have the gumption to do it anymore.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, I guess so. But as far as putting things off, just never had the gumption for it.
Well, you know, the only procrastinating thing I did in that realm, which I'll share with you, is that my father went to every large sporting event there was, every championship, every horse race, except for the Kentucky Derby. And I wanted to go with him before he died, and I did not as well.
Never kicking herself in the rear.
I procrastinated. I thought there was going to be a better year, a better year that I could take time off, a better year that I had more money, a better year, a better time. Well, you know what? The bus left the station for me, Hank. So thanks so much for calling in.
Have a good day, ladies.
All right, you too.
You too.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break, folks, earlier, Fred, because I do want to get into this quiz. All right, so everybody, get ready to take the procrastination quiz, and we're coming right back on the Empower Hour.
Favorite karaoke song.
I am telling you what, man, it's hot in the studio. Welcome back to the Empower Hour. I'm Dr. Lauren Schofield, your host, co-host with Tracy Allman. And we're coming back. We're talking a little bit about procrastination and a little bit about time management we're going to dive into in the second half. But before we go any further, let's take this procrastination, quiz. So number one, now remember, I want everyone to write an A, B, and a C down on their cards. All right, and you're just going to tally underneath each one, and there's only a few questions here, so you're just going to, at the end, know how many A's you have, how many B's you have, how many C's you have. All right, Fred, get ready. So the first one is, I tend to delay finishing things even when I know they are important. A is yes, B is sometimes, C is no. Now, A, yes, B, sometimes, C, no. The ABCs, folks, are never going to change. It's the same answer for all these questions. Here we go. Number two, whenever I face a deadline, I always wait until the very last minute. A, yes. B, sometimes. C, no. Number three, I have enough time getting started, particularly when things I don't enjoy doing. I have a tough time getting started, particularly with things that I don't enjoy doing. Yes, A, sometimes. B, C, no. Number four, when something is difficult or I'm not sure how to do it, I tend to put it off until later. Yes, A, B, sometimes. C, no. Number five, I like to make plans and do to-do lists, and I also follow them on through. A, no. B, sometimes. C, yes. Number six, I often find myself stressed out by things I need to get done at the last minute. At the last minute. A, yes. B, sometimes. C, no. Number seven, I regularly wait until the last moment to pay bills. A, yes. B, sometimes. C, no. Number eight, why today? What I can put off until tomorrow. Sounds like my motto. A, yes. B, sometimes. C, no. Number nine, I like to improve my time management skills and habits, but it just doesn't seem like much. It seems like way too much work. So, yes, if that's you, B, sometimes. C, no. And last one, when I'm working, I love to indulge in time wasters like playing online games, repeatedly checking my email, or browsing the social networking websites. Yeah, that's you. Well, you're an A. B, sometimes. And C, no. So, everyone, I want you to go back. I want you to tally up your A's, your B's, and your C's. So, here we go. So, if you have more A's on your list, then you have a fairly serious problem of procrastination, where it can definitely have a negative impact in all seriousness on this serious problem. If you have more A's, it's going to affect you in multiple areas of your life, your work, and your social life. So if you have more A's on your list, then you need to really listen and heed to what Tracy and I are saying here today on the show. If you have more B's, you don't have a problem. You just tend to like kind of dawdle around certain things. So not bad, Trace. And then if you have more C's, you are definitely not a procrastinator. Boom. So what'd you have?
I had six C's.
Six C's?
Yeah.
And so four B's.
I had six C's, one B, and three A's.
You did have three A's.
I did.
Get out. I was five C's and five B's. No A's.
Well, because a couple times you said yes for A.
Hold on, Hawkins. Well, I got to go back to the... Hold, please. No, but it wasn't a definite yes. That was
okay.
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, it was just sometimes.
So I have five sometimes
okay.
And five, you know... I was not.
I generally am not a procrastinator.
Yeah.
I'm too much of a go-getter and type A. So I normally get the work done. But sometimes when it's something I don't know or
right.
Something I don't really enjoy doing,
yeah.
Then I'll procrastinate and wait. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So to wrap it up, folks, and with procrastination, you know, there's a way to do this positively. And Tracy nailed a few things, you know, figure out why you're waiting, find the emotion behind it. You know, definitely the guilty thing, that is me because I don't procrastinate. And if I do, like I gave you a point in fact when it's like I don't know how to do something,
mm-hmm.
It goes to the bottom of the list
mm-hmm.
easily.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get upset about it. I get stressed about it. So, you know, you don't want that stress or guilt to come into play when you have procrastination. You want to kind of think about, well, why is that? Why the emotion behind it, right, Trace?
Right.
And understanding that last minute things sometimes can be good. It's called patience. And my mom said good things always come to those that are patient. So that might be a good thing. So, folks, that kind of wraps up a little bit about procrastination. So that was good.
Yeah.
I like that. A lot of good tips we had for our listeners, a lot of good things that we shared, and things that you and I can think about in our own lives. And that's what this Empower Hour is all about, raising the bar and the level of consciousness.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you think about time management? Do you think it's a good thing? Do you think it's real? What do you think?
I think time management is over talked about.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why you and I are co-hosts, because we align on pretty much everything.
I think outdated advice about how we should spend our time is what makes us so emotional.
Right. Well, so, you know, I always bring in the more analytical side of the two of us. I think that's just the doctor in me. So before I want to go ahead and share my opinion with the listeners, I really think it's important that we discuss what is time. I mean, seriously, let's put this in perspective. Time is a point or period about, you know, which something occurs, something, or simply put, time is when stuff happens. Either in our, you know, in our lives, in our timeline of life. But people don't understand that there's two types of time when we talk about this topic of time management. We've got clock time. Clock time is simply, there's 60 seconds in a minute, there's 60 minutes in an hour, there's 24 hours in a day, and there's 365 days in a year. So when you turn 50, you know, you're no more or less 50 years old. You're 50 in a clock time, all right? But then there's a thing called real time. And this is what you and I know to be true with real time. Real time, it's relative. Now, studying quantum physics, I know that time is endless. In a moment, time is endless, Tracy. And one of the big things I wanted to share with the listeners is that this was the single most important thing I learned when studying how to not only reduce stress, but also studying how I can find more time in my day. Is that time is endless. So to be able to experience the present time is what I think, for me, time management is. That's what time management means to me. Because in other words, I don't think there is such a thing as time management. I think it's a bunch of hogwash, and it's just there to organize people. I mean, there's organizations, there's all sorts of words for things of what people think time management is. But if you can look in real time, in present time, and be able to understand that time is endless, then that's really what begins to matter for you. So if you're trying to manage your time with gadgets and systems, they won't work because that's clock time. Duh, it's clock time. You're trying to change and manage your time with clock time, and you need real time, Tracy. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
So this means in present moment, I mentioned you've got endless, so it can reduce your stress because you create it. It's your thoughts, it's your conversations, it's your actions. That's what creates real time. That's what's endless in a moment. And that is what gives you more time in a day, so to speak, is your creativeness, your conversations, thoughts, and your actions. So now interruptions are a part of life, and I had a huge interruption day yesterday.
I don't like interruptions.
It made me really kind of think about today's show. And wild enough as it is, that's what brought time management into this part of procrastination for us today because of what happened with me yesterday. And it was a constant day of interruptions. It didn't happen because I practice real time. So they suck your time up, and you don't have time to spend on them. But you also need to be in control of how much real time your thoughts and actions can lead you to the true success you wanted for that day. So you need to practice this whole thing. And so I've got some little practice things for everybody here today. To practice more real present time, scheduling is important, okay? Now, I don't want you all to be overscheduled. That's not the word of schedule that I'm using. When I mean it, you need to carry something that records your thoughts, your conversations, and your actions. That's what I mean about a schedule. So this will help you understand how much you can get done during the course of a day when you write your thoughts, your conversations, and your actions down. Then you actually know what it is that you can handle and what you can create more time with when you see how much time is actually spent on producing results and how much time is wasted on unproductive thoughts. Then that all of a sudden moves you into the next realm, so that any activity or conversation that's important to your success should have a time assigned to it. In other words, it makes the to-do list, Trace, because it's important, it was productive, and it got you to a goal. So to-do lists, you know, they're not about, like, things getting longer and unworkable and all that other bulldinky. You know, no, I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about scheduling appointments with yourself to create time blocks when high-priority thoughts, conversations, and actions become part of your day. So it's about, all about discipline, really. So when you want to have, let's say one of your New Year's resolution is to kind of, I want to meditate more. Well, you're never going to get to meditation because you never got to it before New Year's Day. And you're never going to get to it after New Year's Day if you don't actually make that a priority. But it's more than that. Yeah, it's called thoughts, conversations, and actions that you have to kind of make that, okay, you know, I wrote everything down for the last week. Everything that I did, everything I thought about, everything I talked about, everything I did, and I really feel like noon, my lunchtime, is my best time to meditate and have that experience for me. So you kind of played with yourself. You figured it out. You know what's going to work for you, right? Well, you know what I'm saying. She starts to laugh. But you know what I mean, folks. But anyway, so plan to spend at least 50%.
Something wrong with that.
Plan to spend at least 50% of your time engaged in your thoughts, activities, and conversations that produce the most results for you. And then you don't schedule interruptions. You don't schedule those because those are going to happen. You plan the time to be pulled away. Okay, so whatever it is, if you want to work, whatever schedule it out for you it is, you know, build in time to be interrupted because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And then you don't have this big, like, upset day like I had yesterday. Like, I had my things that I needed to get done. I was psyched about them. I rocked and rolled. And then I got derailed for, like, 2 or 3 hours. I created my own stress. I did that to myself. I could have just said no. But I'm not like a, oh, no. I'm like, okay, it's in me. It's in front of me. I have to do it. Mm-hmm. I have this high priority to myself. So I did it to myself, and I created a whole lot of stress for myself that didn't have to occur. So if you build in and you acknowledge that interruptions are going to happen, you just let it go. Because you know it's going to happen. You don't get all upset about it. So then you take the first 30 minutes every day, and you plan your day. This is huge. Do you do that?
Not every day.
Okay. But you're a 75%, all right?
More than that, yeah. I do have a weekly planner, yeah.
Yeah. So I do best by, when I clear off my desk, is that I rewrite my list so that when I come to my desk the next day, it's in front of my face. It's already organized. Mm-hmm. It's ready to go. And you can do that in thought. Sometimes it doesn't make a list. Doesn't even make pen and paper. But I'm at the gym in the morning and I work out, and that's my time. Don't even take it away from me. Don't even budge. You're going to get a uh-uh. You're going to get a stop because that's me and that's my time. But it's my time, so I create. Mm-hmm. I'm creating in my head. I'm with me in my head for as long as I want to be. And then when I get home, it's like, bam, showtime. And I do the actions of my creativity, of my thoughts. So hopefully that's giving you guys some tips on, you know, how you can rock and roll with being in present time, not clock time. It's not, you're never going to get more time out of the day, guys. I mean, there's only 24 hours in a day. It is what it is. But if you can be in present time and understand that time is endless and know how to work with the 24 hours you're given as a gift, every day is a gift to begin again. We know that, right? So don't live yesterday's crap and bring it in today because today's another gift. Darn, I'm opening a present every day.
Yes, we are.
You know? You open a present every day. So, okay. There you have it.
Take a break.
I know. I got the heedy-ho, like, wind from Fred.
Yeah.
The back of my head almost.
We'll be right back after this.
We are young and we are strong. No, the sirens weren't coming for Tracy and I in that song. Sorry, folks. But you are listening to the Empower Hour with Tracy Ullman and, yes, Dr. Lauren Schofield. Call in 610-701-9243. I kind of took that from you. Sorry about that, but I wanted to get going.
Not a problem.
All right.
Hey, so I just wanted to tell people that when putting together a to-do list, we always started off with what's the most important thing that I have to do today? What do I got to do today? Right?
Okay.
So what maybe you want to try saying is, how can I use my time today that creates more time tomorrow?
Yeah. Do you think about that? I think about that.
Yeah.
I think about that a lot.
When I'm doing my list, I'm thinking, I look at it this way. How much can I get done today so I have more time tomorrow? And putting significance in the equation gives us permission to spend emotionally time on our projects. Because you were talking about importance, about time and urgency. And then I, during the break, had said, you know, what's great about significance is importance is how much does something really matter in this time? And urgency is how soon does something matter? But significance means really how long is this going to matter? So when we procrastinate, sometimes I think we think that procrastination or time management comes from an emotional part of, does this really matter? I'm spending way too much time on this.
And stress and on something.
And
that,
it adds.
It may not even matter. And I learned that from Jim, too. We talked about that. That's something that is just new in my life, so to speak.
So three things with time for me is eliminate, delegate, and concentrate will eliminate procrastination. So eliminate, ask if the task is something even worth doing.
Well, it's true.
Could you delegate it yesterday? Could you have asked someone else to help you?
I did.
There you go. See, I know a thing or two.
I know. I did.
Yeah.
I did. And, you know, it's true. If you look at something and it's sucking up your time, it's a daunting task and it's causing stress in your life, and it just don't seem like the ball's rolling with it, Trace. Like, you kind of have to take a step back and you're like, does this serve me? Is what I'm doing right now going to be with me, and is it important? Is it something that I need to get through to get me to something else? Maybe you don't know that answer, because a lot of times we don't know what this is. Is it a stepping stone? Is it a career? Is it going to, you know, bring me more health, wealth? I mean, who knows? But you do have to kind of take a step back and like, what are you so worried about?
Concentrate. Give the task permission to handle the task here and now. And to me, doing the here and now is the power of now. And that's what this show is about.
That is.
The power of now.
The power of now. So, you know, it's a lot to bring on. But I think one of the best tools I just, you know, in my last 5 years of life have learned is that you really have to understand that when time is endless in creativity and in what you need to do, you can actually get more time if you are in a present moment. And it's not easy to be present all day in that thought. And it does take practice. You got to practice these things, Trace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the inner critic is the number one reason I researched why we procrastinate.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, I can have a very hard inner critic, yet I don't find myself a procrastinator.
There's a great book out there, Elizabeth Lombardo, PhD, a psychologist and author of Better Than Perfect, 7 Strategies to Crush Your Inner Critic and Create the Life That You Love. It's a really good book.
Say that book again.
It is the 7 Strategies to Crush Your Inner Critic and Create a Life You Love, Elizabeth Lombardo. No relation to Darcy Lombardo, if you're listening, Darcy.
Love you, Darcy.
Yes. Darcy hasn't called in a while, but I know she works on Tuesdays, so she's probably driving in. A shout out.
Yeah. Well, she got a computer, right?
Yeah.
All right.
But if you're at work, you can't, you know.
That would be,
you look a little
WCHE1520.com.
If you're walking around with a headset in.
Well, I don't know. Hey, the 80s are back. You know, the little, like, tunes on the ears. And next thing you know, we're going to be walking with a boom box on our shoulders. Remember that?
Yes. I don't think so.
No? I don't know. Those were the days. Well, you know, we hope that, you know, we let us know how you did on your quizzes, folks. That would be fun. That would be fun. And please, the transformation station
is happening.
It's moving out of the station, so get on the train or the bus, my mama always said, and come down to the Rams Diner, who is a sponsor of WCHE 1520 AM here, the Talk of Chester County. And it's a brand new diner down on High Street. More importantly, it is 907 South High Street. They have a Facebook page. Please join them. Join us for the Empower Hour next Tuesday from 3 to 4 at Rams Diner.
Yeah, you can meet us in person. You can be on the air.
How
you can sample the food. It's so much fun. Come
How
on out.
What is this? Yeah. And they had a line at the door on yesterday at 11:30 in the morning. Yeah, great place. And so I can only imagine it's banging on the weekends. It's got to be. It's got to be. But, you know, we need middle-of-the-road eateries in town that are good, that offer a variety of service, a variety of foods at a reasonable, inexpensive price. So we're going to be out there, folks, at the Rams Diner. We hope to see you. Please follow us on Facebook, either at Tracy Alvin, Lauren Schofield, or Empower Hour.
Mm-hmm.
We got three Facebook pages, and we want to hear from you. So go ahead and give us some text messages. Let us know how we're doing. If there's a thought or a topic or a hot healthcare issue that you want Tracy and I to talk about, more importantly, you want to hear our opinions and hear from us and hear perspectives in our own lives, how we have challenged ourselves, raised the bar in our lives, evolved and changed both professionally and personally. Tracy and I feel we have a lot to offer, and yet we still have a lot to grow with all of you. So first and foremost, I want to thank our listeners. It's like our third show. I feel like we've grown already.
I'm really looking forward to next week because I've really never done that before. But I had the idea. It just dropped in, so it'll be fun.
It will
looking
be fun.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, so we will leave you here. I think we're done, Fred. Let's leave them with some tunes or something. So we love all of you. Look forward to seeing you at the Rams Diner. Remember, from Tuesday 3 to 4 next Tuesday. Thanks, guys.